Good morning, Jake. How you doing, man?
I couldn't be better if I wanted to be.
I love it. Like, I love it. I got a hot topic for you today. Future self-casting. Let's go down the road. Now, you're an NLP coach. Let's break this down. You hear a lot about NLP. You hear a lot about this, that, with it. Everyone's an NLP certified trainer. You got a lot of people out there who want to solve a problem of, I want to accomplish a goal. I want something done. I want the life that I need. You and I both use this technique. Let's go through what is NLP? What is future casting? I need you to walk me through this, and I'll even be your crash test dummy if you need me to. And you can, we're going to run this exercise live for people today. And let's go.
In 20 minutes, here we go. So, first of all, Mike, congratulations. Welcome to episode 10.
Hey,
Like,
man, let's
that's cool.
go.
Like,
Woo! Jazz
celebrate the
hand.
small wins. Like, we tell you guys that all the time, celebrate the little wins. For us, this feels like a little bit bigger win than that, right? Stretch a little bit. Yeah, I can dig it. So, welcome to episode 10. All right. Neuro-linguistics programming. Now, there's different acronyms for NLP. We've heard of them, but this is neuro-linguistics programming. This is the language of the unconscious mind. This is the
Okay.
conversation you get to have consciously and unconsciously. This is how to connect those dots without getting like really, really, really crazy about it. And yet, all the stuff that most people refer to as the woo-woo, you've heard it called that before. Oh, this is getting way too woo-woo for me. That dude's in a limited mindset. I'm just going to say it. So neuro-linguistics programming is the language of the unconscious mind. It's a body of ideas. It's not a really super specific, there's the 10 things that NLP is. It's a body of ideas, and it's a lot of different people coming together with different concepts about really creating that best version of you, right? So I was listening to a podcast the other day, and it reminded me of this. And Mike and I talk about this, and we've discussed doing an episode on it. So I was listening to Seven Figure Standard the other day, and he's a absolute killer NLP guy too. And he was talking about future casting. He was talking about the future version of yourself and how it impacts where you are today. So I'm going to float this concept out here, and then we're going to study it. There's multiple versions of you. There are multiple versions of you, and they are coded in time. Okay, they're coded in time. There's the past version of you, previous version of me. Can't change that guy. Cannot change that guy. That guy is who that guy is. It is written. Period.
Okay.
Done deal, right? Previous version of me. There is current version of me, the version that is talking right now to the camera, wearing my cool swag shirt, talking to my colleague Mike. That is the current version of me. Now, here's where it gets funky. There's two future versions of yourself. There's two. This is what a lot of people don't talk about a lot. There's two versions of your future self. Old Native American culture, the old acronym was there's two wolves inside of you. There's a white wolf and a dark wolf. And the son asks which one, you know, they're always fighting. They're always fighting. They're wrestling all the time. The kid asks which one wins. And the father says, the one you feed. So this kind of plays with that acronym a little bit. There's a future self of you. Which version are you feeding? Because that version is actually who's making the decisions for you today. The future version of yourself, whichever version you're feeding, is actually driving your decision-making process right now. So I can see Mike's already got questions. I'm dying to unpack this one. So it hit me, man. Yeah, we're gonna coach on this and give you some practical knowledge.
All right. So I get this whole deal. There's the dark side, the light side, Empire Strikes Back, you know, Jedi, Sith, and Jedi. When you say feed, I know we don't have enough time in the show to really go deep on this stuff, but it's kind of more of a guild thing. But when you say feed, okay, what do you mean by feed the dark side, feed the light side? What am I feeding? What am I eating on? What's the diet there? What does that really mean? And then I guess, how do I know what I'm doing?
Yep. And it's a lot to go into in a short amount of time. The right question. What am I actually feeding it? So let's talk about this. You and I have got some really specific goals in our universe. We've got some very clear things that we're working on getting. And that's a future version of us that we intend to be. Like, we're not, but we're showing up as that person today.
Okay.
So one of the things I'm going to use the example. We were having this conversation the other day, not very long ago. And you said, I'm seeing other people. I intend to be the guy that gets to go on any stage and say, you know what? My coaching program made $1 million last month. My program made $1 million last month. Now, the future version of you that said that, if I was going to ask you to name one of these two, is that future version of you thinking in scarcity, or are they thinking in abundance? How is that person thinking that made you say, that's who I'm going to be?
Abundance.
They're thinking in abundance. Okay. So now here's where we start to talk feed. And before we get into that, because we got rules. So the guild, this is where we're going to go into. We're going to talk way deeper about this. This is where we want to have the live conversations. You can go to total-disruption.com. You can sign up to be a guild member automatically. You're going to donate to Boys and Girls Club and Wounded Warriors, because we are super about donating to those causes. In the guild, there is a mountain of resources. There is a mountain of training. And what we're building is a guild, an exclusive community of people that are getting together, having the conversations that need to be had that are super disruptive. So, Mike, what's been your experience with the guild so far? What are we playing with?
So if you're a self-development person, or if you're an entrepreneur or business owner, and you're trying to further yourself in goals and goal setting, avoiding pitfalls, being in like-minded individuals, learning from us directly, the guild is a safe space for you to learn and grow. And it's an exclusive group. You can figure out how to get there by going to total-disruption.com and look at us helping you achieve the life and the goals that you really want to do, because that is what we're doing. And as we expand on our topic of future casting, future self casting today, more of the training will be present, and you will see how this thing translates. And then we will be back there to help teach you this stuff.
You're going
about feeding, Jake.
So here, So that's where part of that's coming from. You know, what do we feed? Well, you get yourself around people that are like-minded and thinking bigger than you. That's how you start to feed that particular place. Now there's been times we've all thought about this. We're playing examples a little bit here. There's been times the other version of us, there's probably a time today that the other version of me was thinking about it, was reacting in some specific ways, right? This is where this comes from. If this future version of me doesn't actually believe I can do the things I'm going to say I'm going to do, that version of me is going to make decisions now to prevent me from marching down that other road, right? You've also seen the little angel and the little devil thing. You remember that from Bugs Bunny cartoons?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is similar to that, but you got to think about which version are you listening to? And this is all about that future version of yourself that's making decisions today. So how do we, and here's another one. If I think about, I had a phone call earlier. Mike knows about it. I had a phone call earlier. How would the future version of me, the version that is I'm feeding the most, the version that is the abundant version, that's where I was going to go. Do they think that phone call was my reaction to it, to the conversation? Are they proud of me? Are they not proud of me? Are they, how does that version of me feel in that moment? So let's think about times we've screwed things up, because we all have, right? Every person that's listening to this has messed something up. And if you haven't, you're lying, because that's just how it is. We've all broken stuff. We've all screwed things up. We've all run down the wrong road on accident, and it happens. How we react to it is how that future version of us is determining we react. So think about where you're at right now, Mike. Like, think about the space that you're in right now. Like, we had a conversation the other day that you were fired up, motivated. Like, I mean, and I wouldn't say it stopped there. Like, let's be really clear. Mike's pretty fired up all the time. But that was a, like, he got a hold of me. He's like, yeah, he was all hopped up and fired up. That's a specific version of you from the future version of you that is rooting for you in the moment. That's rooting for you in the moment. So what decision did you make in that moment that you found yourself just cheering yourself on? What triggered that?
Well, I was at a place that was pretty cool, and it just, I wanted to be there more, and I didn't want to have to leave and go back to my responsibilities, so to speak. And I kind of wanted to keep up leveling so that I could literally metaphorically stay in this space. And I started thinking about all the things that I want to do that I'm not doing currently. You know, look at me from 2 years ago. I'm doing a lot more than I ever have. So I'm still working that. But I was in a space that I wanted to be and hold and maintain. And I thought of a result that would get me there, an action I can take that was a deferred action. But the spark was there and was now. So I said, okay, let me call my accountability guy. Bang, I called you up and I said, let's go. This is it. This is where I want to be. I believe the line I said to you was, I think we're going to make everyone that ever bullied us regret that they ever bullied us. And, you know, it was just, I think maybe what also was spawned that was I saw some sort of LeBron James clip where he helped out a friend of his that was down and out and gave him a job. So some of that actually helped me too. So thank you, LeBron.
Yeah. So there's a spot. That's the, you said it's a spark. Something triggered you. Something was a spark and it resonated with something that you know is possible and true. Mm-hmm. So there could have been another version of you that showed up in that moment. Like, I'm not downplaying this because I'm all in, you know, that of where we're going with what we're doing. I mean, it was a great conversation. There could have been a different version that showed up. There could have been a different version that would have said, you know, you remember all those bullies? All those bullies were right. Like a different version of you could have shown up in that moment. So this is where we got to be really clear. Who's making the decisions for you? We always say this, you know, oh, I make all my own decisions. True, but it's not the version of you you think it is. Who's making the decisions? Is it the high-powered, motivated, sparked, driven individual that will stop at nothing to make sure people around you are taken care of and that you are taken care of and all your needs are met and you're fed? Is it that other version of you that at one point maybe didn't believe it really could happen? I will guarantee you that there was a time, not all that far long ago, honestly, that it was like, yeah, it'd be cool to be on a TV show, but I don't think I'll ever get there. Like, understand, I don't care that I'm an NLP master practitioner. I'm human. I still have these thoughts. I still have those limiting beliefs, but they're not, here's where I want to play with your head a little bit. They're not necessarily set in stone. They're not true. How do we know the difference? Well, how married are you to your result? How comfortable are you right now? If you are crazy comfortable, and I hate that word, that is just one of those I have banished from my universe, is comfort. Drives me nuts. How comfortable are you right now? If you're crazy comfortable where you are right now, that means the future version of you isn't doing more. If you're cool with that, you're cool with that, and that's okay. But if you are like just uncomfortable in where you are, then there's the future. Like, this is where you got to explore. So here's the technique. Here's the thing that, and we've seen people do it this specific way. You have to get out this amazing tool. It's called paper. It's this great tool. And there's a pen that comes with it and you write. You don't use your phone for this one. This is you. There's a reason for it. There's a tactile, not tactical, but it kind of is. There's a tactile response that attaches to your brain. When you write something, it resonates differently than when you type it. So you got to do it on paper. Okay. I'm telling you, do it on paper, technology. Paper, paper. Actual paper, like whole thing. It's a tactile piece. It's called a letter from your future self. Letter from your future self. And this is, some people are like, oh, here we go with the woo-woo. Yep, totally is. Letter from your future self. The language is critical. The language in the letter is critical. If you're writing from your future stuff, your future self, all the language must be in past tense. So it would sound something like this. If I wrote this for a year from now, I'm going to tell you to write it 5 years from now. The letter 5 years from now, you write it to your future. Write it to yourself today.
All right. I'm taking a note.
You're going to write it. From 5 years from now, you're going to write a letter. And it's going to say, Mike, the last 5 years was amazing. Here's why. We did this. We accomplished that. You went there. Your kids won a national title. All past tense, as in it has already happened. This is the true power in this letter. It has to be past tense. It can't be, I'm going to set a goal. I want to do this. I'd like to do that. I hope to accomplish something. Mm-mm. You write it from the future. You write it at 5 years, write yourself a letter in 1 year. Here's the second part of that. Once you have it completely drafted, you got to read it. You can't just write it and shove it in a desk drawer. You got to put it in your calendar to pull the thing out once a week, maybe once a day, and you read it. If you stand in front of the mirror and read it out loud, even more powerful. So you hear me talking, like I'm trying to blaze through this from a future casting standpoint in like 18 to 20 minutes. And it's a massive challenge because it's a super, super deep conversation that comes down to it. So what are you hearing me unpack this a little bit, Mike? What's piqued your interest? What's interesting?
All right. I actually have a comment on that. If you think the woo is bad, try it five times. Try anything 5 days in a row. Try anything, you know, try it. I dare you. First of all, it's a lot harder than you think. Second of all, the integration process takes a while. Third of all, if you don't think like what we're talking about works, what are you using currently? What is your mental momentum now? How are you stopping activity to activity to activity to activity to feed whatever person you obviously want to be? If you don't take a minute, things like this create an active pause. And we've talked about this, the active pause, right? This is just another formula as a successful formula now. It's a tactical formula for the active pause. You take it out, you take 5 minutes, you write to your future self. If you don't like what you wrote when you're reading it back, tear the damn page out, throw it away, and write another one. Write 4 or 5 of them. Throw them out, get the right one, and go. And if it doesn't feel right, hey, at least you're doing it. Better to adjust than to not start at all. So what I'm gathering, right, from this conversation is, put something down. It's going to be a little murky, maybe. You might not have all the details down. You might not have your new address in your mansion as you take your jet and land it in your front lawn like John Travolta does, but it's going to you're going to give yourself a programming target here and here and here from the old third eye, and you're going to, that's the mind, by the way. That's why we're dabbling in the woo. And then you're going to actually, right, convince yourself to do this on a regular basis, at least for 5 days in a row, maybe 10. And then you're gonna work towards feeding that future self that you want. You're influenced or you're influencing, and better for you to influence you.
Yeah, 100%. So if we go back to the versions of ourselves, if we do what we've always done, we're going to get what we've always gotten. It's not going to change. Is the future version of myself getting what I've always gotten? If I don't want that, if that's not the intention, I have to change in my presence. The activities, the actions, the things I'm doing right now can't be the same that I've always done if I want a different result. Hope is not a strategy. So that's a lot in a short amount of time, man. And I know we're right there. Parting thoughts, Mike, are we just good? And we'll see everybody in the guild.
Well, check out the guild, total-disruption.com. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We will see you next episode.
Thanks, Mike. Happy 10th.